have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here. Again, my name is Marcy Latimer. I am your host for Mars Bar on this Sunday, May 29th, 2022, on Memorial Day weekend. We thank you for joining us here. And of course, always a blessing. And I will say, you've joined me on my year anniversary from doing this show. Yes, I started Mars Bar 1 year ago on Memorial Day. In fact, that was my very first day to do this show. So thank you for being here for a whole year. And I don't know how long you've been joining me here, but whoever it is that's listening, I do appreciate your support. So here we are a year later. I had no idea. All right. Thank you again for joining me. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless, keep God first, and everything else will follow. And I always start with a prayer, and we wouldn't just thank you very much, God, for being with us during this time, this very horrible time, especially throughout this last week here in Texas with the Uvalde tragic shooting that took place in the schools there at Robb Elementary. And we just pray for that community. We pray for our nation. We pray for everybody to unite, not divide. This is not a time to divide. This is a time to unite as one and to just bring blessings upon everybody during this very sorrowful time in our nation. And we do not want to see anything like this happening again. So, Lord, just be with us during this time of need and be with those families who have suffered great loss. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. I wanted to start really with that, and also just to let you know that in my church service this morning at Eagle Mountain International Church, they did have a message about that, and they are really just coming forward with response in faith instead of fear. So I wanted to actually have you listen to this message from Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's very quickly, if I may. It's just a couple minutes, but I think it's a good message to have. And she actually went on her website with this message. If you want to see the full message, it's at kcm.org/take-your-stand-for-our-children. They have a message for all children and blessings for all children in the nation. But this is what she had to say about it.
But as soon as it happens, you can predict what starts to be said and the stir. And there's an awakening factor to it. But for the most part, what it awakens in our nation and really around the world is criticism. It awakens strife. It awakens all kinds of political maneuvering. And we just hear all kinds of things being said, which creates a lot of confusion. Something I heard yesterday, though, actually read, and it was about the worst that I've heard. And we had one of our representatives, a Democrat, and I say that on purpose because it seems to be the attitude, the approach that so many are taking. So before I go any further, I wanted to let you know I have something to share with you. We're going to take a few minutes and go to the Word in light of this event, all right? So, and I'll tell you why. So this representative, first of all, he started griping about accusing other senators who are pro-life, who are against abortion, saying, you really don't care about babies. You are a baby killer yourself because you don't have gun control. And then it began to escalate and escalate. And the next thing that he said, though, is in referring to Republicans, he said, you and your cuss word prayers, you can fill in that blank pretty easy, you and your cuss word prayers, are doing nothing. You've done no good in 10 years, 20 years. These things are still happening. I think he said 10 years and 20 mass shootings. It hadn't stopped anything. What you can do is control guns. Well, I have first of all, I have news for you. that it's not gun control we need, it's demon control that we need. Okay? So that part, let's get that clear. Also, that is very revealing on a lot of levels. First of all, it reveals where the heart and mind is. They have no regard for God, no regard for the people of God. But hey, that's an end time marker. The scripture says in many places that you'll see mockers, criticizers. Yeah, if that was going to happen, it already would have happened. So we see people doing that just like the Bible said they would.
So as you can hear her say, she's referring to how the Democrats have been twisting this and politicizing this event that tragically happened in the past week. They're politicizing it to be about gun control. And even Beto O'Rourke was horrific. What a fool he is. Unfortunately, just looked like an absolute fool of himself and mockery of himself when he interrupted Texas Governor Greg Abbott's press conference the day after the shooting. The poor children haven't even been put to rest, and the families are suffering, and the teachers that were lost, of course. And yet he's pointing fingers and making an absolute idiot of himself. But then again, that's Beto O'Rourke, unfortunately. But that's how he is. And they threw him out, basically. They threw him out of the press conference because he acted like an idiot. And luckily, Governor Abbott, was very classy and remained very calm. And the lieutenant governor as well was with him and was very classy and mentioned God is needed in this time, and that we need to come to peace and unity, not division. And this is not a time to politicize. So Pastor Terry Pearson's, as you just heard her, she was just talking about that as well and how they were making a mockery. But then again, this is in the Bible at the end of times. That's what they will do. So we're not going to say when this will happen. We don't know when the end of times will happen, but it certainly seems to be the case that everything's twisted, everything's upside down in society. And so therefore be prepared. And that means get right with God and make sure that you have him first in your life and do say that he is your Lord and Savior so you can have eternal life. And you will be a blessing in that, and you will be blessed and have eternal life because of it. So just make sure you're right with God. That's all I'm going to say about that. So they also said, bless all of our children. They said Psalms 91, God, our protection, is what you need to say. The prayer today was really, and the sermon was really about blessing the children. So it was really beautiful. They had a lot of children, all the children in the congregation be blessed. And it was lovely. So Psalms 91 is what they said they wanted to read. In fact, I could read it right now if you'd like. Why not? Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty can say to him, you are my defender and protector. You are my God. In you I trust. He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly diseases. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night or sudden attacks during the day, or the plagues that strike in the dark, or the evils that kill in daylight. 1,000 may fall dead beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how the wicked are punished. You have made the Lord your defender, the Most High your protector, and so no disaster will strike you, no violence will come near you or your home. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands to keep you from hurting your feet on the stones. You will trample down lions and snakes, fierce lions and poisonous snakes. God says, I will save those who love me and will protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call to me, I will answer them. When they are in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life. I will save them. And there you go. Psalms 91. That's beautiful. So that is what you want to say. Protect God, our protection prayer over your children during this time of need. And we bless America for that. Also some faith resources. If you're interested, go to kcm.org/nofear for free. They will give you this booklet to download so you know how to live in faith, not fear. The great resources for you. So if you're interested, definitely something to be said for that. And it's free of charge. There's no cost to you to do that, but they are giving those booklets away. I think it's a download, but wonderful thing. So thank you again for coming into my show here and praying with me for the sake of so many losses of life. And we just hold them up, dear Lord, to you. Also really great news, of course. Let's, you know, switch gears just a little to make it a little bit more happy. We want to say that I always am happy when I see President Trump speak. He was at his latest Save America rally in Wyoming yesterday. And it was just funny because he said right off the top, this is MAGA country. And now it's called Ultra MAGA country. And it's just so funny. I love it. It's great. But that is the coin phrase now they're giving us is Ultra MAGA. So they're trying to say it's a bad thing. No, it's not. To love your country, that is not a bad thing. That is an actually a wonderful thing. So we're going to hold that up with the highest honor and say, yeah, we're Ultra MAGA people. Let's do it. And of course, there were... it was received with lots of cheers, of course, from big crowd. It was, in fact, the largest crowd in the entire state's history to go to a Trump rally. So that was fantastic. So it just goes to show he has the base. He still has the movement and he has the patriots that love God, who love our country, who love this nation and will stand up and keep it red. And they are trying to vote Liz Cheney out. So that is what they're doing in Wyoming, of course, right now. That's the big thing. And Trump even said to Liz Cheney, you're fired. Yeah, so that was great. You're fired. His coin phrase back in the day when he was the Celebrity Apprentice. Of course, that was always a great show. I used to love it and loved him then. Always agreed with him, by the way, in the boardroom. I don't know if you watched that show, but oh my goodness. I always just thought, gosh, this guy just has common sense. He's common sense, and that's what he is. And even before he said he was going to run for president, I was thinking that he would make a great president. And I made a comment to my best friend. We both said it at the same time before he ever announced it. So it was like we knew that this was going to happen. And so it was wonderful to know that he did. And of course, he won. And we know he won twice. Harriet Hegeman is the candidate against Liz Cheney. She is winning, absolutely. She's winning in the polls, so it looks good for her. And of course, speaking of Trump endorsed candidates, I mean, it's just going really well for the primaries right now. The Texas primaries just happened. 33 Trump endorsed candidates all won, 2-0 losses. That's fantastic. In the red state of Texas, of course. Georgia, Herschel Walker, of course, for Senate seat, he won. Great news there. But unfortunately, Kemp beat Perdue again. So that's not a good thing. Unfortunately, Trump endorsed Perdue, and that did not work out. That was one of his losses, but very few losses all overall for Trump endorsed candidates. I will say people in Georgia, they need to wake up. The voters there, I don't know if there was cheating going on. I don't know why Kemp was the candidate. Maybe they're just apathetic. Maybe they just are lazy and they think, hey, he's already our governor. Might as well just keep him in. But he has proved to be a rhino. So we don't need rhinos. We don't need any Republicans in name only. No, thank you. We want to vote them out too. So unfortunately, Kemp got the vote there to stay in the seat for governor to continue. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but that's one of the losses that Trump had for his endorsed candidates. However, he did say at the rally that Georgia overall did really well. So that's good. Most of his candidates other than Kemp did beat out the others. So that's great. Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz declared himself the winner. They are doing a recount. It's ongoing right now, in fact, for the U.S. Senate seat. And he was endorsed by President Trump as well. So it looks like he's definitely taking the high road and saying, hey, I won. And he's already declared himself. And Trump even told him to do so. So it looks good for that Trump endorsed candidate. So just so you know, overall for the primaries so far, we have Trump-endorsed candidates, 101 wins to only 6 losses overall. That is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Oh, so this is what he said at the Trump rally regarding Liz Cheney. Very funny. Listen to this.
She's weak on border security. By the way, very weak on border security. And as House conference chair, she sent every Republican member of Congress talking points on amnesty ripped word for word from the Biden White House. Literally word for word. It's time you finally had a representative who would put America first and who's looking to make America great again.
And again, huge cheers for that. No more rhinos. We don't need them. Thank you. No, thank you. President Trump also said this is the year we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate and we're going to take back America. We're going to take it back. Those were his words, of course. And I believe it because of what's happening right now. I mean, unless they cheat again, it's really the only way they can continue ripping apart our nation, because the way it's going, people need to wake up. Okay, this is fun. He talked about Twitter. Listen to this one. And his Truth Social, of course.
Social. Truth Social. Truth. Their heads are spinning. That one's doing so well. Everybody get off Twitter and go Truth Social. You did good. I did too. Mine was enforced, but they want me back. For the media, they want me back so badly. And I'm not going back because we have truth. We have truth on our side. That's the way I look at it. We have truth on our side. Get off Twitter.
Get off Twitter, he says. Just don't do it. He's not going to go back. Nope. He's not going back. I mean, we already know that Twitter had a bunch of bots. And that was the wonderful thing about Elon Musk. He was actually exposing that. There were all the bots on the left pretending like people were really supporting people on the left. No. It was fake, just like the fake news media. So that's great. Okay, so I'm going to say also right now, God bless our military as we memorialize our fallen soldiers this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you again for your service and may God bless this nation. I want to make sure that I say that because this is Memorial Day weekend and we just thank all of our wonderful veterans and our military so much in this wonderful United States of America. Thank you for your service. Some great news. We want to say thank you to everyone who participated in the MyPillow giveaway contest. Are you ready? I'm going to announce the two winners right now. We had two winners each received 2 My Pillows, and those winners are Diana Patton and David Clampert. Congratulations to you. We appreciate you coming in and listening to our shows and, of course, supporting EA Truth Media. And we will do more contest giveaways in the future. But again, those are our two winners. If you participated, we thank you so much for participating. And of course, don't worry if you did not win like Diana Patton and David Clampert did, you will get your chance to win in the future. And you can always, of course, get the up to 66% off for wonderful MyPillow.com/eternal. That's what you want to go to. And we are, of course, working in conjunction with wonderful Mike Lindell, MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL, capital ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off your purchases. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using the promo code, once again, ETERNAL, all caps, today. And you can also call 1-800-795-5993. And again, congratulations to our two winners of our 2 MyPillow giveaways. So that's fantastic. Enjoy your sleep. Wonderful products they have. We love Mike Lindell. And they also give your book. His book is fantastic, very inspirational. And I just recommend it highly. So thank you again. We appreciate it. Let's see. The other thing that happened this week, I will say, was I talked about the WHO taking over the sovereignty of our healthcare, and apparently they put that on hold. Now, that does not mean that it's completely going to be taken away, that they will not do this So in the future, there's still a possibility that they could do this and take away our sovereignty and take over the America's healthcare. But right now, at least, it's been put on hold because I think a lot of people did call out to our senators, representatives, and congresspeople. And of course, that's great. And I mentioned the phone numbers and the websites to do that in the last couple shows. So I think it worked. I think me, along with so many other people that did really want to make sure that people are aware of what was happening during the week-long WHO organization, of course, the World Health Organization, they were meeting in Switzerland. So, you know, this was really great news that they have decided to put that on hold for now. And what it was basically the Biden administration, they were trying to have ultimate control of America's healthcare system and U.S. national sovereignty over to the WHO by having amendments that they snuck in. And they were proposed amendments, and they were going to vote on that during the week-long Geneva, Switzerland assembly, basically, the 75th World Health Assembly that was happening last week, all the way till yesterday, so the 22nd through the 28th. So anyway, I just wanted to have good news called out in case people were wondering what happened with that. So yeah, it was put on hold. And hopefully we just pray that it won't come back to fruition, but don't be surprised if it does come back and they talk about it again, because they'll bring it up. They'll try again. So we just have to be on alert for that and make sure that we keep getting our voices out there as patriots, as American loving people. We want to make sure that we are indeed getting our voices heard. So thank you so much. If you did that, wonderful. And if not, then you're just lucky that it didn't happen. And just keep putting God first. And thank you very much. And we appreciate you joining us here. And again, thank you for just supporting me and this show for a whole year now. And bless you and have a wonderful remainder of your Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy. God bless.